Chayim is wondering what is this mitzvah of Kedoshim to you? What did the Torah want with that? We know we have Taryak mitzvahs, everything is spelled out to us exactly what to stay away from, what to look for, mitzvahs asay, mitzvahs leis asay. Everything is spelled out clearly, what the Eibishter wants from us. What is this special command of Kedoshim Tiyu? What is this supposed to add on to all the Talyak mitzvahs? So it gives a few pshatim. And one of the ideas that he brings out is the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Yoshav Odom Velo Osa Velo Ova Avera Noisen and lo shra ke'oise mitzvah. Person has the opportunity to do an avera and he stays away from it. So he gets a special shra as if he would do a mitzvah. So he wants to say, one of the pshatim, Kedoshim to you is trying to tell you a mitzvah asay, special mitzvah asay, that when there comes an opportunity, taiva, to do an aveira, and you stay away from it, then you mekayim a special mitzvah, kedoshim tiyu. So in Bekitzur, that kedoshim tiyu is trying to tell you that you have a special mitzvah, a special chiyuv, that to control yourself, curb yourself. That's the whole mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, is that you should implant into yourself such a koyach of self-control. Control yourself. Kedoshim Tiyu. That's what the Torah wants. In other words, the Eibishter naturally wants you only good, stay away from bad, try to do mitzvahs. But this is a great demand from a human being to be mekayim all the mitzvahs of Seh Eloises with all the details. So the Torah says, I'm giving you an etzah, kedoshim to you. Get it into your system, so to say. Get into your system this koyach, koyach to curb your taivas, to control yourself, and through that you'll be able to reach all the madregas. It says here, Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. It's Kedoshim Tiyo. Sounds a little strange. It stresses. Kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Everybody has to have that. In other words, even the most simple person is mechuyev to have this idea of Kedoshim Tiyo. Lefi this chat fits in very well. That Stakel Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael. Everybody needs this koyach. This koyach of comes a taiva, comes a desire to special things which nafshoi shel odam choim dosod, gezel v'arayis, all these things. So what is your etzer? Develop this idea into yourself. Kedoshim tiyu. Control yourself. And this is a special mitzvah, which through this mitzvah you'll be able to have the koyach to be mekayim all other mitzvahs. So this is like a yesod to help you to be mekayim kol ha-toyre kule. This is bikitzur. But I like to relate to you. Borchai soll sein gesund, wants you to make the right choice for you, the rest of your life. You know, on the crossroads, so to say. And make the decision which will lead you to have the fullest what you aimish the ones from you. So you know very well, maybe even better than me. I'm from about two generations before you, so you know very well how low the world went when it comes to controlling yourself, curbing your taivas, stay away from hanois gashmiyas, which are handed out so freely to everyone. You want to make the decision that you should be able to withstand all this. The only way is to be in a Torah environment, which this is one of the main teachings of Torah, is that self-control, curb yourself, limit yourself, which is the mamish, the opposite from everything that's going on around us nowadays. So naturally you're going to continue in Yeshiva Gedoyle, be in a Torahdik environment. Otherwise, what chance do we have to live a life of Torah, to be able to do what the Eibishter wants from us. Anything you would like to add to that?
There's nothing to add to that. They may have some questions.
What?
They may have some questions.
Some questions. All right. I don't guarantee any answers, but I'll be willing to listen.
Rebbe mentioned Kedoshim Tiyu is that...
What?
Rebbe mentioned that Kedoshim Tiyu is that a person should put into himself that he has to remain Kadosh.
Right.
How do you manage to put that into yourself?
Manage to... When he's gripped by your taiva, thus to control yourself, curb yourself. Kedoshim Tiyu, this is the yisod to everything. And everybody needs it. Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael. I'm not talking about madreges of a heat like Rabbo Rebbe here, or the Chazon Ish. Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael. Oh, everybody needs it. The thing which is going to hold you back and make you do whatever the Rebbe wants you to do. Without it, you're lost. Yes.
So Rebbe was talking about this to help us.
What?
Rebbe was talking about Kedoshim Tiyu, be holy, to have self-control.
I was, what?
So this whole point was to help us for making the decision about going to yeshiva, right?
What?
This was helping us go to yeshiva, to take this message with us. So just, I was interested in what yeshiva did Rebbe go to? What yeshiva did Rebbe go to?
What yeshiva I went to?
Yeah, did Rebbe go to?
It's getting personal.
It's getting personal. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit of my life history. I was born in Germany. When I was born, Germany was the haven for Klal Yisrael. People had parnasa. They had made a good livelihood. The people were very friendly. My parents came from Poland. In Poland, the people were very rough, very uncivilized. In Germany, everybody was friendly to you. That's when I was born. And then was the mamish. You see clearly that is lemaile miderech hateva, the change that happened from people who are so friendly, so so heiflish they call it, and they changed the you know, Mistame, the history, all that you know. So when I was about the age of Bar Mitzvah, so my father, Zecher Tzadik Levorcha, decided that his children should go to yeshivas. It was unheard of, because the city that I come from, Leipzig, was a city of great opportunities when it comes. It was the marketplace of all Europe, the first center. Printing, everything. My father decided to send us to yeshiva. My older brother, I don't know if you heard of him, made yeshiva in Peekskill. So that's my older brother. So he went to Radin. The Chofetz Chaim was still alive. I went to a yeshiva in Belgium. The yeshiva in Belgium was a very interesting yeshiva. The Bochim were all Hasidim. Came from Hasidic homes, because it was next to Antwerp. The yeshiva was in Belgium. Next to Antwerp was all Hasidic people. But the Rosh Yeshiva was a Telzer. So he ran the yeshiva under Litvische Derech. That's really the parents wanted very much after the boy learns a year or two, so go either in cutting diamonds or other professions, and he made sure that they stay in learning. So I was there for 2 years, and then my older brother went to Kamenitz, to the Borobea, and two other brothers followed, and so that's how I got to Kamenitz. I'm sure that you heard about the Borobea, that his depth in learning. Steps in learning and everything. So I was there. Then the war started.
Could Rebbe give us an example?
What?
Could Rebbe give us an example of?
What's that?
Could Rebbe give an example of something Rebbe remembers from the depths of Rav Baruch Ber's learning or avoda?
There was no such thing as to learn not in depth. Everything was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Brisker. Everything had to be detailed and get the depths of everything, and that's how we try to teach us some idiom. And Mr. Stami, you know that nowadays all the young Rosh Yeshivas, they try to implant it into the Talmidim. This idea of getting everything detailed and upgeteist, how do you say it in English? What does it say about that? So this is where I went to Kamenitz. Then the war started, and some of you know the history more or less. All the yeshivas spread out over the world. First, all the yeshivas went to Vilna, and then the Mir yeshiva. And part of Kamenitz yeshiva was able to get to Japan. And then I came to America, I went to Chofetz Chaim. There were only two or three yeshivas at that time, Torah V'Das, Chofetz Chaim. That's it. So, this is how America started to become a Mokim Torah. And Stamet, I guess you know. Yeah, what else would you like to know?
I mean, the learning in commonness, the learning in commonness was Be'ian. Rabbi said the Rebbe Baruch Ber, everything was Be'ian.
Oh, everything was Be'ian.
Was the Be'ian in commonness different than we learn today?
Right.
Was the Derech in commonness any different than how we would learn a morning Seder? You know, with the Mar Mokum and trying to
say. In general, it's the same. But naturally, things changed.
How did it come to be that people, you know, joke or whatever that in Chofetz Chaim they kvetch? Is it because they are more in line with the way it used to be and it changed elsewhere, or?
This kvetching changed everywhere.
It changed everywhere.
Maybe Chofetz Chaim were the pioneers. That's.
What does Rebbe mean it changed everywhere?
What?
What does Rebbe mean the kvetching changed everywhere?
All the yeshivas learned much faster. All the yeshivas. Mila yeshiva. Rabbi Nochem Zitzal always said should learn faster. Now in Mila Yeshiva they learn maybe there's almost the same amount as in Chofetz Chaim.
You say everyone's going too slow.
Yeah. It's all yeshivas. And that's why Chofetz Chaim, they make sure that there's a long Bekiya Seder. And during Bekiyas, they get the ideas.
Of the Masechta.
What? Of the Masechta, right?
Which would Rebbe say is better for Bachurim to learn, the Iyun or Kiyus?
You need both. You need the Iyun. Otherwise, you learn on the surface. Really, you don't get the amkes of the Gemara. You don't get them, but you need the ideas.
So Rebbe said that they used to learn a little faster. So
what?
Rebbe said that they used to learn a little at a faster pace. When Rebbe was learning, they would learn faster a little bit.
Much faster. Yeah.
So it's also said that each generation we go down in Kiddusha, or like our knowledge overall, we just go down. Is when we're slowing down, is that what's making us go down in our learning and go down in everything? Like if we would go faster, would we be on a higher level of understanding?
No, it has a lot to do with the Hasmoda. The Hasmoda of learning is every generation.
What does that mean, Hasmoda?
Continuity, to not waste any time. People get busy with the very mundane things and They don't use the time the way it is. That's the main problem. If the people would use the time wisely, not waste any time, they would reach much, much more.
nowadays, do we spend more time on one point, or we just spend less time having Ian altogether? When Rebbe says we move slower, does that mean we don't do as much Ian?
Spend more time. See, a lot has to do also that there's a lot of Svorim now. So people like to look up all the Svorim, so it takes time.
How would Rebbe learn when you, let's say, how would Rebbe prepare for a shiur?
Mind?
How would Rebbe prepare for shiur if he wouldn't look things up? Like, what would Rebbe do? He would just, like, read the Gemara until it got into his head?
Yeah. In Kamenes, there was no blood shiur. You know what blood shiur means?
No.
On the page, there you go. Take a Gemara, Rashi, and Tosis, try to understand what Rashi is saying, and what Tosis is saying. In Kamenes, there wasn't such thing. That you had to figure out yourself.
So you would just read the Gemara?
What?
Rebbe would just read the Gemara?
Huh?
So what would Rebbe do to prepare?
The Shia?
Yeah.
So you got the places that he was talking about a certain Tosfos or a certain Rambam. So you prepared these places. But that has nothing to do with the regular learning. Regular learning, you sat down and you worked out the Gemara, the Rashi, the Tosfos was much, much harder. But the people used to work on it.
And this was after shiur. Rebbe would work on the Rashi and the Tosfos was after he had shiur.
Yeah, that had nothing to do with the shiur.
And then Rebbe would look up the other Svarim?
Whatever I could get. wasn't too many Svarim to get.
Even with all of Baruch Ber's depth, the Rebbe said,
what?
Even with all the depth of Rav Baruch Ber's learning, they still moved faster?
They still moved, right?
Oh, because Rebbe's saying that the shiur of Baruch Ber gave had nothing to do with the plot.
She had nothing to do with the daily learning.
So that makes sense, right? We have two Bikiyas Starim. We have the afternoon Bikiyas and night Seder Bikiyas, and the morning is, so to speak, nothing to do with that.
The average at the London Commons was about 70 blot Azman.
Azman was from when to when?
Half a year.
Half a year. What was the Seder Hayom in Kamenitz?
What?
What was the Seder Hayom in Kamenitz?
Seder Hayom in Kamenitz was more or less like a regular yeshiva Seder, davening, and first Seder you maybe learned a little slower, but not much slower than the second Seder. Spend a little more time on the Gemara, not much more time. And then the second Seder was on a different Perek, but that you went a little faster. And during this month, they were able to cover about 70 blot.
And the shear of Baruch Ber gave had nothing to do with the first Seder?
No.
And nothing to that. When did he give shear?
He gave shear twice a week. Just that day they prepared the Magen Mekaymes of the shear, that's all.
And they chazed the shir afterwards?
Yeah, they chazed, they had groups.
The groups.
Of Eltra Bochum who said over the shir.
Rebbe, what should be a focal point for people who have struggling in learning? What should be like the main focus on a guy who has struggling, like when it comes to like learning?
Main focus should be to understand well what you're learning. Not on the surface. But there's levels. The Ion Seder, you go in more into details and try to look up more places. And the key is not that much, but whatever you learn, you should try to understand it, not to fool yourself.
So is it good to look up places when you do learn?
Pardon?
If you're struggling, is it good to look up other marmakomos? And if you're not struggling, is it fine if you try to prepare the Gemara and try to, like, chop it without using a lot of other marmakomos?
I don't know what you mean by struggling.
Like, if you just don't understand the Gemara, if you don't understand, if you just feel very, like... If you don't feel good saying the Gemara, if you don't feel like you have it clear in your head, yeah, if you have to force things out.
So it depends on which Seder. The Ion Seder.
Yeah, the Ion.
The Ion Seder, you try to see as much as you can. And the big key is a certain level.
Would Rebbe say during Bikias a person? Would Rebbe say that in Bikias Seder, a person should better stick to just Gemara Rashi Tosfos and try to move at a quicker pace, as opposed to adding on more Rishonim and Achronim?
You're talking the Bikias Seder.
Yes.
More Rashi Tosfos, and try to understand it well. And all difficult questions, you leave for the Ion Seder. If you don't reach it this time, get it next time.
For instance, a person shouldn't necessarily do a Marsha in Bikias Seder. A person shouldn't see the Marsha during Bikias.
Yeah, the Marsha you should see.
Even in Bikias.
What?
In Bikias Seder, you should see the Marsha?
Yeah, you should. You try to understand it. If you don't, you go right up. But, look at, for example, look up what does the Ritva say, what does the Rashba say, that you leave for the Ion Seder.
What goal should someone have when they attend the yeshiva for the first time? What's the main aspiration they should have in mind?
Maybe you can explain what it is.
What goal?
Yeah.
The main goal going into yeshiva, like should he set at the end of the year when he looks back, this is what I accomplished. Whether it be in learning or avoda, what should be the main focus of a Talmud going into a yeshiva gedola for the first time?
To use his time to the does, to the utmost that he can. He knows that he used every moment. Whatever time he had, he used it he can say he didn't waste any time. That's the accomplishment. And a mele, that's how you get better.
You know, it's a cheshbon hanefesh in terms of how he utilized his time.
Right.
Just to make a cheshbon hanefesh of using his time appropriately, whether it be for learning or for davening or for...
That's right, that's it.
Rebbe, what would you say to a person if he always tries in learning, but he doesn't... What would you say to a person if he tries really hard, but just doesn't understand?
If he...
Doesn't understand.
Someone who tries very hard in learning, but he finds that he constantly is frustrated because he doesn't understand.
He'll leave it for the next time.
Why should one choose to learn in Eretz Yisrael over the United States or vice versa?
It's getting political. It's getting political.
Yeah.
He wants to know if there's a cheshbon to learn in Eretz Yisrael or United States.
Wherever he learns better. That's
Rebbe came straight to the States after the Mir, or
what?
Rebbe came to the Mir in New York, or to the Mir in Israel, right after.
Mir in Europe.
No, afterwards, when the Mir went from Kobe, Japan to Shanghai.
Right.
After Shanghai, they split up and they went to Eretz Yisrael or they went to New York.
Most went to America.
Which one did Rebbe go to?
What?
Which Mir did Rebbe go to?
I never got to Shanghai.
Oh.
I got the American visa right in Japan.
Oh, wow.
So I went to Chofetz Chaim.
And Kobe?
In Kobe, I didn't learn Kibbutz. I just waited for my trip to America.
Rebbe had a connection to Chofetz Chaim?
No, not before he came.
And Rebbe,
I knew Rabbi Trapper, and that's all.
From Kamenetz. He was in Kamenetz.
He was in Kamenetz, so I knew Rabbi Trapper. But I had no connection.
Rebbe, was there a fear of burning out back when Rebbe was learning?
When?
In Europe, was there this idea of something called burning out? Like if you're pushing yourself too hard, you might just use up all your energies and you just can't learn. It's going to be hard for you to concentrate and hard for you to continue learning because you did too much extra. Was that
the person should know, has to know where he's holding, and he should not try to become a going overnight. Mm-hmm. You don't do it. You try as much as you can to your capacity, and you go weiter.
And if you see where stuff aren't working out still,
right?
If you see I understand.
You're not to work over your koyches. That was a mistake of Nadav and Avihu. They wanted to reach the highest madriga when they were not ready for it. That was their mistake. Not supposed to make such mistakes. Sometimes there's the Vilna Gaon says there's a pasuk in Mishlei. Iveres odom misalev darkoi va'al Hashem yizav liboi. The foolishness of a person perverts his ways, and then he has tainus to the Eibishter. So the Goyen says that refers to a person who's trying to reach a madrega that is not ready yet and is not matzliach. So then he has tainus to the Eibishter. Why didn't you give me Sayata Dishmaya? But it's his own fault. He has to know. He has to go from Madrega to Madrega. You can't jump from the first step to the highest step. You have to go slowly. You see that you don't understand it? Mil Sashem, the second time around, you'll get it better.
Rebbe, was there an official Musar Seder in Kamenetz?
Was there?
A Musar Seder. Was there a Musar Seder in Kamenetz?
Yes, regular Musar Seder, like all other yeshivas. The fact that Rabbi Ber started out in a non-Musar yeshiva had nothing to do with how the yeshiva looked like later on in Kamenetz. Yes. It was a regular Musa yeshiva. They had a mashgiach, a Musa seder, and Rabbi Ber himself sent the boys to learn Musa.
What does Rebbe mean, he sent them to learn Musa?
What?
What does Rebbe mean that he sent them to learn Musa?
I remember one time, the boys by Shalashudas used to go to Rabbi Ber. So Rabbi Ber told the Bochum they should go to yeshiva because the Mashgiach is saying a shmuz now. shouldn't miss the shmuz.
Who was the Mashgiach then?
His name was also... First name was Rabbi Naftali. Mm-hmm. Last one was also Leibovitz, but no, they weren't related.
Rebbe, how should someone divide up their time?
Mama?
How should someone divide their time between Bikis and Ian?
Do I go by this Dolom of the Yeshiva?
What's more important? To get good at.
More important is the ego. But doesn't mean you should neglect the kids. Whatever the yeshiva decided you should spend for the kids, you understand? You should spend for the kids.
Is there anything Rebbe would do when he would learn that would help him understand something?
What's that?
Is there anything Rebbe would do to help him understand something while learning? Like some type of... I don't know exactly how to describe it, but like...
Any tricks?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Any tricks to help a person understand things more easily? Did Rebbe use any tricks to help understand something or to remember things?
Like for example, like...
Writing,
Before, like, saying, like, a specific answer, you could say, like, there's two ways to go. Like, that's, like, something we'll do in Shir sometimes. You could choose to either go this way or go that way, and then we'll choose a direction. So does Rebbe have, like, something along those lines to help him, like, cop something, like, any, like...
The best trick is that your mind should be very clear. That's the best trick. If your mind is clear, you slept well, and...
No distractions.
You didn't waste your time at night to talk about everything in the world. You went to sleep at the right time. So, well, mind is clear. That's the best way to, the best trick to get to Gemara.
Rebbe, does Rebbe think it got someone who is going to have trouble staying awake and learning the next day should stay up Shavuos night and learn Shavuos night if they're not going to be able to learn the next day?
They should, if it's going to interfere with his next day's learning, then he shouldn't stay up. A person should get himself gradually try to sleep less and not try right away to sleep 3 hours a night. Listen, can't you get used to less sleep? One has to do it gradually. Yes.
If someone feels that a non-Muslim sheep is the best for him, how should he approach it?
If someone feels that a non-Muslim yeshiva is the best for him, what should he do? That's what he asked. Just say it again.
A person should learn what's best for him. A place is best for him. But you should try to find out very clearly what's better for you. Ein odam loymed ela b'makom she libay chofetz. That's a club. He doesn't. That's the first yisod. You're a goy yeshiva. You should try to like it.
Moshe, Rabbi Knerik says you should. A person has to learn where he will be happy to learn, but find out really what's the best for you.
Get different opinions and convince himself.
Rebbe, thank you very much.
Very welcome.
We don't want to overtax.
And I wish you a big hatzloch and you learn it, become the big Talmid HaChomim, B'nei Torah, Rabbi Musa.
Amen. Amen.
And Marbis the Torah.
Amen.
So how you like that?